Dr. Sabir, pleading an office note on patient Stuart Andrew, date of birth 12/20/1961, date of service 2/20/2023, per paragraph. The patient is 61-year-old African-American gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, per paragraph. His past medical history includes the following: 1, congestive heart failure history; next, hypertension for more than 20 years; next, coronary artery disease that's post-PCI stenting times 5; next, hyperlipidemia; next, benign prostatic hypertrophy; next, chronic hepatitis C, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes heart stenting; allergy, she is allergic to Ativan; social history, patient is single, has had total of 2 kids. He's still an active smoker. He smokes half a pack a day. No alcohol use currently, but he had used alcohol in the past. He did use also drugs in the past, including cocaine, period. Family history: father died from a brain aneurysm. Mother has hypertension and arthritis. He has 6 siblings. Unknown medical history to him, period. Review of systems reveals headaches and neck pain on a chronic basis. No chest pain. He does have dyspnea on exertion positive. No heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He does not have any diarrhea or constipation. He does have nocturia up to 2 to 3 times at night. He does have straining upon urination and incomplete bladder emptying reported. Occasional leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Period. Current medications are reviewed, include the following: amlodipine, atorvastatin, Plavix, Advair-Diskus, isosorbide-mononitrate, metoprolol, and valsartan, pure paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above: HNT, pupil exam, the expiration and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted, pure paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no mass one S2. No members heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles, always is heard, per paragraph. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam non focal. Please go back to abdominal exam and mention the following: he does have epigastric tenderness on palpation, per paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following: BUN 22, creatinine 1.58, estimated GFR is 49 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.4, total carbon dioxide is 26, albumin 3.5, EST 36, ALT 37, hemoglobin A1C 5.6, period. Hemoglobin is 14.1, period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. He has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, chronic hepatitis C, multiple instrumentation for heart catheterization, and contrast exposure. I'm going to run a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria, period. Patient was provided a list of NSAIDs to avoid, period. Next, hypertension uncontrolled in the office. Patient does not have a cough at home. We are going to provide him a prescription to get a digital blood pressure monitor and record his blood pressure for 2 weeks to review to adjust his medications. Period. Paragraph. Next, diagnosis: coronary artery disease, supposed stenting, to follow with cardiology, apparently stable. Next, congestive heart failure, no signs of volume overload currently on physical exam. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. We're going to do a bladder ultrasound to assess the extent. Period. Next, chronic hepatitis C. Patient is going to see hepatology, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in patient's care. I will see him back in 2 weeks for further recommendations. I will keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks.